welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've entitled The Affliction of Joseph, which are words taken from the book of Amos, a prophet who was just a herdsman, a shepherd, if you will, a keeper of sycamore trees, who called to speak the word of the Lord at Bethel in northern Israel, speaking of God's judgment, declaring the condition of the people and how God was displeased. Even though they were carrying on all kinds of religious activities, their heart was far from Him. And he's very clear. He says, you know, if you seek me and ye shall live, in chapter 5, verse 4, thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel. He's saying that to people today. Verse 14, seek good and not evil that ye may live. So the Lord of hosts shall be with you. Hate evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. Verse 24, let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. But he's saying, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. There are many today that they don't, literally churches, they don't want to preach the salvation message because it's too offensive. They don't want to talk about the blood of Jesus because, oh, that's rather gory. People can't relate to that. You don't want to offend people. You want them to be seeker friendly. We want to do things that are not going to make them feel badly about themselves. Beloved, that's how a sinner comes to Christ. They are convicted by the Holy Spirit and then realize their true condition before God. And so we were looking at chapter 7 as we closed yesterday's broadcast, and we see a symbol, if you will, at least to my heart, that Amos was not a professional prophet. He wasn't a son of a prophet. He wasn't a priest. But nonetheless, God took this little nobody and gave him a strong message to speak to the very household of the king. And God is raising up His people today. Thank God for fivefold ministry, who are anointed and sincere before the Lord, under shepherds before God, who are used to equip the saints. But the work of the ministry truly is done and accomplished through God's people. We are His hands and feet in the earth. And so, as he was preaching, of course, we can expect opposition. In verses 10 through, I won't bother to read them, verse 13, basically, Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, misrepresented Amos to the king and his message, and then hypocritically asked him to flee to the land of Judah. And a lot of modern priesthood today, if you will, persecute the true ministers. Beloved, we must expect opposition. The human heart is at enmity with spiritual things. The natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he discern them for their spirit, know them for their spiritually discerned. Jesus said, if any man will live godly, he must suffer persecution. And then in that seventh chapter, God gave Amos a message, and it was a plumb line, which was an instrument for testing. It was in the hand of God. It was a symbol of His righteous judgment. He had come through His prophet to measure the high places, the sanctuaries in Israel, and expose their delinquency, how far they had fallen from the standards that the Lord had given them. And this was God's message. This was not Amos's own message. He wasn't to show forth his own gift, something manufactured to please people. Beloved, we need to understand that God's word is precious, and we need to reverence and fear the Lord and honor His word. Remember what Jesus said, the words of rebuke He had for the Laodicean church in Revelation, the third chapter. Verse 13, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, sounds a lot like the days of Amos, I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, because in God's estimation they were naked. He said that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He's standing at the door of our hearts, and he's asking us, will you let me be Lord of your life? Are you willing to seek him with all of your heart? And then, lest we end on a somber note, because the judgments of God certainly are somber. We know God's judgments are coming to this world, and God has given us a period of time. Many of modern prophets have said this is a time in which God is allowing us to preach the word, to see revival, to repent, because that's the prerequisite of revival, and to pray. And if we will do that, we will see God bring in those that are appointed to salvation, just as he did in the early church. But in the final chapter of the book of Amos, in chapter 9, verse 1, it reads, I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, Smite the lintel of the door, that the posts may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, thence mine hand shall take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. There's no getting, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He said, O Israel, prepare to meet thy God. What do we see? We see the Lord standing on the altar. He was away from the mercy seat and breaking down the door. And that was a sign that he was going from it and forsaking it. But then as we I want to close the beautiful closing verses of Amos, verse 9. For lo, I will command. And this is what he's doing today, speaking to the church, the American church, and his body throughout the earth. And I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as he has done, like as corn is sifted on a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. That's consoling. Jesus said he's not lost one whom the Father has given him. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. And now this is the glowing final glorious words, the prophetic words that James in the 15th chapter of Acts spoke to that great assembly that gathered at Jerusalem when there was discussion about the law as it pertained to the Gentiles, and Paul was there. And he quoted what Amos is saying here in this 11th verse, which goes, In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches therein, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. This is referring to that final harvest, beloved. The plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. It's a quick work, beloved, and the mountains shall drip with sweet wine, referencing the Holy Spirit. Spirit, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel. This has literally occurred in Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. So, of course, this references natural Israel, but also it refers to the planting of the church through through the Messiah, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So, beloved, God is going, He's cleansing His church. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord, but those who have ears to hear, who will call out, who will to repent of their wicked ways, God will forgive their sin. And if we will do it diligently, He will heal our land. Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, I'd like to share some final excerpts from the little booklet of devotion, the devotional booklet that we've put together. This is the last week I'll be offering it. And just to give you a sample of the prophetic words that have been collected in this book, let me share as follows. My beloved, your Father knows all you are facing right now. And just as I sent the Holy Spirit to help and empower Jesus, so He is within you and alongside you to guide and direct your path. Seek the wisdom that comes from above. Know that in every test, every trial, every heartache you could ever face, there is one who understands. Does not my word declare that your God is touched by the feeling of your infirmities? He is not afar off when you feel overwhelmed and pressed beyond measure. So gain hope and trust that in your moment of weakness, I will be there to provide the grace you need. As you walk in faithfulness and obedience to me, you shall be transformed into that perfect vessel that I created you to be, a depository of my glory. Keep your heart tender before me and walk in my fear. The way of the Lord is not a hard path. I have ordained your steps to walk therein, that you might be kept from trouble and preserved from the snares of the evil one. Even so, your adversary does not cease his efforts to turn you aside to the right or to the left, if he could, because he sees how I love and care for you. His greatest delight is to wound my heart when I see you, my child, bow down with burdens and cares. My invitation from the evils of this world has always been the same. Come to me, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Seek to understand and experience these words, and you will walk in a joy and peace that will not be taken from you, says the Lord. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. An excerpt from that little devotional meditations booklet. In the moments that remain, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for your prayer support. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.